Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Mem Dalet. We are up to Sif Beis, the top of page Hey, which is the page following page number 8. We discussed in Sif Aleph about hiring a guy as a kablon, as a, getting paid by the job. So Me'ikra, then it was really mutter. The problem was Maris Ayin. If it's nicker, that it belongs to the Jew. So that's a problem. We said Karka in general is known by its owner, and therefore it's problematic. The Mechaber picks up in Sif Beis as a continuation of Sif Aleph, and he says, Livsol avonim ulusakin koros. If one wants to cut stones and he wants to fix up beams, afilu bebeiso shel eino Yehudi aser. Even if the guy is going to take it to his own house and he's going to work on the beams or work on the stones, it's going to be aser, kevan deletzorech mechuberhu. Since these beams and these stones are eventually going to be put into the building, into mechuber, they are already aser now, even though they're metaltalin. Vim asu kein, and if you had the guy do this work, lo yishakim babinyan, you should not stick it into the building. So the mechaber over here extends a little bit of a chumrah. We've been discussing working on things attached to the ground, so that's a problem of Aris. And here the Mechaber extends it to things that are not attached to the ground, but they are going to be stuck into the building which is attached to the ground. So even if it's done, but there are kablonis, where again, Mikra din is mutter, the Mechaber is saying that also will be a problem of Aris Ayin, even if the guy is doing it in his house. The Rama says, V'yesh omrim dim eno mefursam shu shal Yisrael shari. There are those who say that if it's not publicized that these stones or these beams belong to a Jew, so then it will be permissible. So let's see the Mishabura in Sivkotan Yudal Livsal Avonim. Vidavka kishahavonim vikoros heim shel Yisrael. Very important point the Mishabura is telling us. This is what we say, it's aser for the guy to fix up the beams or to cut away the stones, even in his own house. That's only if the stones or beams actually belong to the Jew. Unesonam l'uman einu Yehudi l'satatam u'lesaknam. And the Jewish owner gave it over to the worker, who is a guy, to cut away the stones and to fix up the beams. That's when we have the problem the Mechaber is discussing. Aval im Eino Yehudi Misates Avonim Shelo. But if the guy is chiseling away at his own stones, Umisakin Koro Shelo, and he's taking care and fixing up his own beams, Shai Yisrael Osa Imo Kibolas Alakol, that the Jew is paying him for beams and stones, he's going to pay him by the job. The Habreira Od Biyad Ha'eno Yehudi, and it's already still the choice of the guy. Lesates Avonim Acheros Ulahachzik Elul Atzmo. He's not committed to give back these stones or these beams that he's working on now. He can choose to keep them and make other ones for the Jew, because the Jew did not give him over his stones or his beams. The guy is working on his own things. Then it will be different. Afilu Osa Zel Letzarach Yisrael. Even if the guy is doing it for the needs of the Israel, im eino bebeisel shel Yisrael, if it's not in the house of the Jew, af shehu mefursum sha'asa zel tzarach Yisrael, even if it's publicized that the guy is doing it for the needs of the Israel, it is still mutter. Shezel lo nikra adayin melechas Yisrael. This is not called doing work for a Jew. So again, the Mishabur is mechalik, that when is it a problem to give over the stones or the beams to the guy to work on, even in his own house, because eventually it's going to be built into the building? That's only if the Jew is giving over his own personal stones and beams. But if the guy is just being hired to fix up stones and beams of his own, in order to give the Jew to put into his building, so that would be mutter, because the guy is really working on his own materials, and he could decide to keep these to himself and give you other ones. And therefore, it's not considered doing work for the Israel. Kain kosav ha-dogel mirvava, so writes the dogel mirvava. Ukvar kodmu b'tshuvas ha-radvaz, and already before him, the Chuvas HaRavaz said the same thing, B'chelek Shishi Simen and Vav. Achshem Messiahim Shomet, the Ravaz ends off over there and says, Dim Hoyo Ha'enu Yehudi Misates Osam B'Shabes Somach Labinyan. If the guy is chiseling away at the stones close to the building of the Israel, so then already Ein Nochon Adover, that already would be inappropriate, Mishum Maris Ayin, because of Maris Ayin, Shelo Yomru Schirahu, so people shouldn't say that he's being hired on Shabbos to do this work for the Israel. So even the Ravaz is saying it has to be done away from the building of the Yisrael. And again, if the stones and the beams belong to the guy, so it's 100% mutter. But again, in the case of the Mechaber, where the stones or the beams actually belong to the Yisrael, he gives it over to the guy to work on, so that's going to be a problem, Sivkotan Tezvav Dulatzorach Mechuberhu, because even though they are metaltalin, but they're being used for Mechuber, Kedei L'shakum Be'abinyan, in order to build them into the building. Al-Kain Chashavu K'mechuber, therefore they consider these stones and these beams as Mechuber L'karka, V'tzorach Limchos B'yado Imhu B'so Chatchum Afilu Osa Rochuk Me'abinyan, and therefore you would need to protest against the guy who's working on them if he is inside the tchum, even if he is doing it far away from the structure that they're actually going to be put into. Sivkotan Tezayin. The Mechaber then said, V'yim osu kein, if they did this, lo yishakim bebinyu, you should not put them into the building. So the Mishabur writes, in Sivkotan Tezayin, ayin lekameh mashikasadnu bazeh. Look what we're going to see about this later on. We'll read note 16. It's really a reference to a Mishabur that we'll see tomorrow night in Sivkotan Chop. But note 16 says, Shom Kosov, there the Mishabur will tell us, Shebidyevid la'achar sitos avonim v'sikan akoros, Bidyevid. After the stones were cut away and the beams were fixed up, Im ha'enu Yehudi osa zos bekablonus. If it was done like we've been discussing, as a kablon, he's being hired by the job. Yesh lismoch adas rabbeinutam ulahatu l'shakam bebinyan. The Mishabura does say that you can rely on the shita rabbeinutam, and you can permit it b'dievet to be put into the building. So that's the Mishabura is referencing over here. Although the Mechaber is saying lo yeshakim bebinyan, the Mishabura brings down that we'll see tomorrow from rabbeinutam that really b'dievet it would be okay. Now, if you glance at the Bialoch over here, the Ramaskal lo yeshakim bebinyan, even in the sheet of the Mechaber, who's more machmed than Rabbeinu Tam, he says, hinei batur kosav da'osr l'shakim bebinyan. The lashon of the tur is actually that it's forbidden to build it into the building. But skip to the second to last line, the Bialoch writes, well, anias daiti, in my humble opinion, nirid de bekavona shina ha-mechaber miloshon ha-tur, that on purpose and with kavona, the Mechaber switched from the language of the tur, v'lo kosav b'lashon Usr, and the Mechaber did not write that it's Usr. The Kavanoso, and the Mechaber's intention is the Rak Nochon Lahachmir Bazeh, that it's only proper to be Machmir, the Lo Kedas Atur, not like the Tur that it's Usr, the Chain Muchach Me'agrab Be'uro, so too is clear from the Grub. So the Beralach is being Medaik in the Mechaber, that although the Tur writes it's Usr, the Mechaber says you shouldn't do it, and then we saw, of course, what we'll see tomorrow night in the Mishabura from Rabbeinu Tam, that holds B'dievet, it's actually Mutter to build them into the building. Says the Mishabura, this is going in the Ramah. The Ramah said there are those who say that if it's not mufursam that the stones or the beams belong to the Israel, it's mutter. Hayesh Omrim Koyakulu. Zokta Mishabura, this Yesh Omrim of the Ramah is not really only going back on Siv Beis that's talking about the stones and the beams. It's even going back to what we discussed in Siv Aleph. Dahainu, af mechuber gomer, even something that's actually mechuber lakarka is attached to the ground, lo asru bekablonus ela bisama. They did not asr a Jew to hire a guy as a kablon to get paid by the job, unless it's a stam case. A stam case of mechuber was a problem. The mistama shame ha'israel nukra love. Because mistama, if it's mechuber lakarka, the shame Yisrael is called on it, and it'll be a problem arasayim. Aval biyadua lanu she'enu mefursim abinyan al shame Yisrael. But if it is known to us that it is not publicized that this structure belongs to Yisrael, lo asru v'kibolus, and then if it's a case of a kablon, it is not asr. So the Mishabura is telling us over here, very important, that although the Ramah is writing his halacha on Siv Beis, saying there are those who say if it's not publicized that it belongs to Yisrael, it's mutter, he's writing it on the case of the stones or the beams. In fact, he's going back to the structure, to the binyan and Siv Aleph, that also that would be okay, it would not be a problem, Arsayin. And again, as long as it's being done, the kablonus, it would be mutter. Says the Mishabura, v'hod etzien ha-ramah ha-yesh omrim al-sitos avonim. So that which the Ramah writes this yesh omrim over here in Siv Beis and not in Siv Aleph, mishun de bibinyan mamish ein motzuizeh. Because it's very uncommon to find a structure, to find a building where the shame of the Yisrael is not on it. So the Mishabur is just saying the Ramo would agree if the Shem Yisrael is not on the building, that also would be mutter, just like the stones and the beams. But it's a very unlikely scenario, because normally the Shem Bailam is on the building, and it's an unlikely case, and therefore, Zakta Mishabura, that's why the Ramo decided to put his halacha in Siv Beis, because there it's more shayuch that people wouldn't know that these loose avonim or loose koros do not belong to Yisrael. Sivkotan Yudches, so again the Ramah said, there are those who say, if it is not known that these stones or these beams or even this structure belong to Yisrael, it is mutter. Hainu she'eno tzarech limchos be'eno Yehudi im yas im lato b'shabbos. What it means to say is, you would not need to protest against the guy who is deciding to do his kablonis, to do his work on Shabbos. Ubilvat shelo yomer lo she'yase b'shabbos, as long as, of course, you do not tell the guy to actually do the work on Shabbos. And all this, again with the beams and the stones, that's only if the Eino Yehudi is doing it in his own house. Or at the very least, it is far away from the structure that it's going to be put into. So it shouldn't be recognizable that it belongs to Yisrael. Because again, like we said before, a stam case of a binyan, the Shem Yisrael is on it. So if you want to be working on the stones or the beams, it has to be a distance away from the building, so it doesn't have the Shem Yisrael on those items as well. Umashma bikama achronim. It is mashma from some achronim. The svirlon ladina that we hold alach lemaisa kayesh omrim hazel inyan sita savonim, that we hold like this yesh omrim the Ramah brings down when it comes to cutting away the stones, that the goy could do it even though it will be built into the building. If he's not doing it near the building, the Shem Yisrael is not on it, it would be mutter. The efshar de gam hamechaber moda lebaze, and it could be the mechaber would agree to the Ramah in this case as well. However, when it comes to working on the mechuber itself, when it comes to working on the building, even if the building is located in a place where it's not known that it belongs to the Yisrael, gam kein ein lahakel, you also cannot be lenient. The yesh lachush l'shchenav, like we said in the last sif, you have to be worried about neighbors, olev nebeso, or household members. Sheyodim shehu shelo, they know that house is yours. V'ach sheduhu, and they're going to suspect that you hired him in the improper way as a schir yom. Kemoshik asadnu le'el b'sivkot anvav, like we said earlier in Sivkot anvav. We will stop here and continue with Hashem with Siv Gimel tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.